Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Just want to make a quick announcement to you all. Listen, we are coming to you every day with topics of interest to you all, whether it's financial, mental, physical, spiritual, or social solutions for men. This is the place to be. You can follow us on our website at www.tbgmen.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are listening every day, let me tell you something. Right now, you can scroll down on your phone and you can donate to the podcast show. We always need donations. It helps us continue the show and also reach out to some of the men who need us the most. So you can click that link right there in the show notes and it'll take you to a page where you can add your donation to us. And we greatly appreciate all the help that you do, whether you donate or you're sharing the podcast with someone else. It's always beneficial to us. So thank you all very much for that. Hey guys, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Let's talk about stress and the impact that that has on your relationship. You know, a lot of people tend to think that the person in the relationship is the problem, like our partners are the problems, right? But believe it or not, it may actually be stress. That's right. Scientists have found that stressful life circumstances could be to blame for a lot of your relationship problems. And that makes sense, right? A lot of people who've been to therapy, they probably notice, but considering only about 19% of people in America go to therapy, yeah, a lot of people actually may not know this. According to a study published in Social, Psychological, and Personality Science, how married couples see each other can be affected by their stress levels and the strains going on in their day-to-day lives. Specifically, check this out. Researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, one of my favorite universities, found that stress made people more likely to pick up on their partner's negative behavior, from breaking a promise to being angry and impatient. As you might imagine, people were also more likely to hone in on a loved one that was critical of them, that criticized them a lot. Okay. You know, one of the researchers at the University of Texas, Austin, Dr. Lisa Neff, said that they found that individuals who reported experiencing more stressful life events outside of their relationships, such as problems at work, were especially likely to notice if their partner behaved in an inconsiderate manner. Okay. She and her team surveyed 79 newlywed couples. They were all heterosexual relationships. They quizzed them on their other half's behavior and their own behavior every night for about 10 days. The participants also outlined details of stressful events and situations in their lives. The newlywed aspect was important, said Dr. Neff, because those who have just got married are generally more prone to skipping over negative behavior, and they let things slide in the honeymoon phase a lot more than people who are in deeper, more longer-lasting marriages, okay? A single stressful day, as it turned out, did not throw up a lot of major discontent among the couples, but an accumulation of stressful moments did have an impact. Those stressful moments triggered sensitivity in both partners, and a lot of times inconsiderate actions and, you know, language is what a lot of these people pointed out. In better news, researchers discovered that stress didn't necessarily make couples any less likely to spot and appreciate their partner's good qualities and positive behavior. So just because somebody was stressed out didn't mean they overlooked something that they normally would spot that was good, right? Dr. Neff continued by saying, for many people, the past few years have been difficult, and the stress of the pandemic continues to linger. So there are a lot of factors that have ratcheted up stress levels for many people. She said being aware of the impact of stress could help couples navigate the negativity, but further study is required. Research on people who have been married for years, if not decades, would also be useful rather than just those in the first flush of married life, right? We already know that stress can have a major impact on our physical and mental health, not just our relationships. Stress has been linked to bowel problems, sleep disorders, panic attacks, high blood pressure, headaches, low energy, and much, much more. I know it's a lot, right? So, you know, there are some things that you can do in the immediate moment, right, to kind of deal with stress. And, you know, you try to practice calm breathing, exercise. You may want to cut unhealthy habits like alcohol or smoking, whether it's tobacco, marijuana, or some other type of drug. There are a lot of guided mental well-being audio things out there for you. And of course, see a therapist, right, to help manage the stress. But I think it's important because there are some other couples therapists out there who will say things like, you know, a lot of times marital problems aren't caused by anything other than people's personal problems. And a lot of people have trouble dealing with stress. So if that's you, you know what? You may want to talk to a therapist specifically about stress and not necessarily about what you see your partner doing that you think is so bad, right? And I think that's really, really important. That's one of the reasons why folks always say, hey, don't do anything if you're hangry. Right? Don't let yourself get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired, because then you won't really be able to deal with somebody who you love in a really, really effective and positive way. So keep those things in mind, guys, going forward today. All right. So remember, you can sign up for our podcast right in the app. You can donate right in the app, and share this with your friends and family members who you think it'll benefit. Of course, we talk to guys about guy stuff, but this is also for those who love them. We know a lot of women are really interested in men's lives, and so we try to provide everybody with a lot of information. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.